This is episode number 2501 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jeopardy season 798, I mean 40. is set to make a unique comeback strategy in the midst of the ongoing writer strike.
So, yeah, I think they're going to have the new season. I heard, like, Wheel is actually taping, like, this week for the new season. So that's interesting. But, see, Wheel, still, I don't know how. Well, anyway. Wheel, there's not a lot of writing. But everything.
There's a little bit, huh?
A little bit. But everything about
But there
Jeopardy,
is in Jeopardy.
Yeah, everything is about all those clues.
Right. Executive producer Michael Davies. He outlined the plans for the upcoming season on a recent podcast.
Okay.
Show's approach is going to involve a combination of recycling content.
I'd heard that.
And offering a second chance contest for past contestants.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
And this will allow the show to make new episodes during the strike. So according to Davies, the upcoming season kicks off with a second chance tournament, welcoming back season 37 contestants who previously
lost. Losers.
The losers are coming back.
Now, I bet we don't know this, but there's a pack of losers that were winners too, but they lost obviously on their last go round.
Right.
And I wonder if they're going to get those guys too, or if they're just going to go with the total losers.
Ones that have never, losers.
They lost Final Jeopardy. They lost it all.
They
lost on Jeopardy, baby.
Oh, that is a song. I forgot about that song.
Weird Al, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Well, they could have him, you know.
Oh, yeah. That would be just.
Jeopardy musical guest.
Weird Al Yankovic to sing the theme song of the losers tournament.
And the winners from this tournament, well, will then proceed to season 37 and season 38 champions wild card round.
Oh my God. So there's a wild card round. Yeah, I think they're like in it for the long haul. You know? I think they're figuring like, we got to do something.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if these guys are coming back to work before Christmas, so, you know.
You have a lot of older folks who yell at the TV night because, we don't want to see reruns. They don't want to see crap.
I know.
They want to see
during
new
the summer,
content.
They have to see reruns because it's in hiatus.
Yeah.
And then they sit there and they go like, oh, I've seen this one. I know the answer to that one. Give me Final Jeopardy again.
We'll see if we get it right this time.
Yeah, right.
Didn't last time.
Well, there's that.
Davies expressed a desire for the show's return to its full writing capacity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's great that they're going ahead. I hope this doesn't piss off the unions because the strikers are out at every studio in town. Even the little ones that we didn't know existed. If you drive by somewhere on a street and you see SAG and WGA people with signs, wow, there's a studio in there. Son of a gun.
Didn't know. Nope.
Yeah.
Well, Kimmy shared and then quickly deleted a series of throwback photos after fans noticed her shapewear peeking through earlier this week.
Oh, that can't be. We can't have any of that.
Oh, and you know, on a side note.
Yeah.
A side note. I don't know why I wonder, but I wonder, how does Kanye feel about Taylor Swift's concerts?
Right. At this point, you know, he won't. He would never admit it.
Oh, gosh, no.
He would never admit it.
No, eat and crow.
Remember what that was all about. It was like Beyonce needed to win that award because of Beyonce.
Right.
Right? That was why he got up there. Beyonce's tour,
very successful.
She paid $100,000 the other night to pay for the late trains.
Yes.
Because she was going
weather
over.
Weather
delay. She was going over. Uh-huh. She paid for the trains to take people home after the concert to stay late. Cool stuff.
Which I thought was really
classy.
Yeah.
I love that. And of course, Taylor Swift, just amazing. $55 million in bonuses she paid her squad.
Yeah.
Just, that's so cool. It's all tax deductible, though. We'll say it's
Yeah, but still, $55 million, that ain't no joke.
You know
right
what?
There.
She worked hard That's all on her back. That $55 million, all on her back.
Yeah, it is.
So, anyway, speaking of being on her back, back to Kim.
Kim posted a carousel of photos of herself wearing a taupe two-piece set while sitting on a couch with a friend.
Have you noticed they're starting to run those spots again from like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Her laying on her side.
So she was rocking a blonde wig and heavy makeup in the post. It included a photo of her alongside mom, Kris Jenner, and sister, Kendall Jenner. I need to say their last name.
Yeah, right? Do you need to say that?
So, love finding old photos on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was her caption. However, her skims were not fully covered due to the high slit in her skirt as she sat down. Rather than use the photo to promote her Skims brand, Kimmy quickly scrubbed the post from her feed.
But you know what? Too late. They're on the internet.
Yeah, once it's out there, it's like once on the, it's like once on the lips, forever on the hips.
That's right. That's right.
Despite deleting the post, Reddit users were quick because Reddit don't be messing with Reddit.
No, Reddit's
they're
on.
They're fast.
Reddit's,
I think they have like
Reddit's, you know, Johnny on the spot.
I think they have like recon people.
Oh, well, of course they do.
This they take where, shifts.
This is where people
hours a day.
Live on the internet.
The Reddit users, they Reddited.
They Reddited. Yep.
Wardrobe malfunction, some saying, she's working those Skims, y'all. And ha ha ha, you can see the shapewear peeking out on her leg.
Well, here's the thing, and we're running out of time, but the one thing that I always, and like I said, we're starting to see those ads where she's laying on her side,
right.
And she like kind of grabs the waistband of the Skims and snaps it against her.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, oh my God, that poor fabric that has to be stretched like that across that ass. I mean, you know, really? I mean, come on. No.
My guess, see, for hers were probably specially made for her.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah.
Hello?
They're not like everybody else's.
Yeah, no.
She gets her very own.
Because everybody else gets Skims that are bulletproof. Anyway, with our apologies today to, I don't know. I got nothing.
Well, no, I got one.
Who?
We're going to apologize today to Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, because you dissed him. Okay, all right, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Because Morgan dissed him. And Halle Berry. Well, who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.